Shavua Tov and Purim Sameach, or Metzori Purim Sameach here in Yerushalayim. Today's daf is daf Chof Vav, and we're still in the middle of the sugya of what to do with Chefetz Kedusha in presence. Actually, we're talking about tefillah so far, in the presence of chamber pots and so on. And the last thing we learned was that there was a machlokes here between Reb Shimon ben Eliezer. I think that's what we're up to.
We are up to...
I think. Isn't that it?
The boiler room.
You know, why don't we just say briefly review the machlokes service. Let's start from the Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan is sort of in the middle, about the three lines down from the middle of the page. Tana Rabbanan gerf shorei ve'abichu meraglayim asur lekrov kriyat shema kenegdan ve'avo pishein lehem klum. Even though there's nothing in them, since they're miyukad for this, they've absorbed it, they're considered to be themselves something unpleasant, the equivalent of what would have been in them. Meraglayim atzman ad shi'ati l'tochan mayim. If you're in the presence of urine, you have to add water to it. And we talked about the kamut, kama yati l'tochan mayim, kosher, abzakar ben revias, ben lifnei hamita, ben la'achar hamita. Here's the first time that we mention having some type of hefsek between them. So according to abzakar here, you have to put it in whether it's you're facing it in front of the mita, or you have a bed between the pot and yourself. L'achar hamita korei. If it's behind the bed acts as a mechitza. So according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the mita actually acts as a mechitza. He can be kore, and otherwise he needs four amas. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer, afilu bayit me'am alo yikrat yotziyem o shinichem tachat hamita. This is where we got off to. Ibarlo. What we wanted to know is when we say that we can use the mita over here, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So, hechikom Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Achar mita korei miyad, lifnei hamita marchik arba amot vekorei. O dilma hechikom alachar hamita marchik arba amot vekorei, lifnei hamita eino korei klal. How did we understand exactly Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? When he said korei, lifnei hamita eino korei, aval, was the aval going back on the liachar hamita korei without needing to be marchik, meaning that you could be marchik if it was with the amita, or was he talking about now korei without being marchik, and then if the amita, if you're marchik, it would be sufficient, which makes a tremendous difference. When you're saying you can't be marchik, then you wouldn't be able to be marchik at all. Eino korei klal. Tashma, the Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, achar hamita korei miyad lifnei amita marchik arba amot. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer afilu bayit mea ama lo yikra achiot yem o shianichem takat amita. Let's ignore for a moment the fact that we've reversed the shitot here, because obviously something is cuckoo. Because before it was Reb Shimon ben Gamliel who was the one that was saying that you're going to not worry about a bayit mea ama, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar was saying you do have to worry about the entire bayit even if it's mea ama. But ignoring that, we see here that the shita that says that the lifnei hamita, it's different. He doesn't hold the hamita, you're not korei, but rather lifnei hamita, you're marchik arba amot. Fine. So now we know the answer, that the words that had closed Reb Shimon ben Gamliel before, aval, the aval was going on lifnei hamita, and you can be marchik and there be korei. But, you know, by the way, I mean, bayan ifshitilan, okay, fine. You've now answered the question, and now you've created a worse situation by creating here this contradiction. You brought in a braita that has Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Shimon Elazar reversed. So matnaita kashin hadari, aren't they contradictory? Yeah, they are. Clearly, somebody got mixed up here. The last one must be backwards. Epuch bat raita, let's switch around the shitot, so Reb Shimon Elazar now ends up saying afilu bayit me'ama the way he did in the first braita. Now wait a minute. How do you know to do it that way? My chazita da fachta bat raita. Just because it was the first thing you learned, you're already committed to it. How do you know which one was backwards? No, we know which one is backwards. Because man shamet le diyama kule bayit karaba amod damin. Who is the man diyama who elsewhere holds in other sugyot that an entire house is the equivalent of Arba Amot. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari. In other places, Rashi says, I don't know where, but in Lamaisa, there are places, that Rabbi Nissim Gaon brings over here places. Question why Rashi didn't like the place where he brings from Erevin, but in any event, the Gemara says, we have a given piece of information that Abaye is Kimala is like Be'ahava, same as Arba Ames, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, and therefore it's reasonable that the second Braita is inverted. Omer Rav Yosef. Yes, yes, this is where, yes, that's Kedai to mention. This is where the Yon HaShas brings all of the places that Rashi says, I don't know. It's a nice thing to bring. Omer Rav Yosef. You said that you'd have to put this avit under the bed. Now, when you say under the bed, I'm quite certain that if it's within three tefachim of the ground, then definitely it's considered to be satum, because anything that is lavud, this is in any event the way most Rishonim learn. The others learn that we're talking about the sugya of la'achar hamita, which we'd have to learn it very different. But assuming that we're talking about mitachat lavita, then pshitali that within three tefachim of the ground, it seals the container. Bad, not doing minachas ruach today. That sneeze is not coming.
Make sure. I mean, he's saying it's not.
That the whole bias, Me'ama, even if it's Me'ama, it's all one Arba Amos.
But the other one said Arba Amos is enough. He's saying even there is not enough. So mm-hmm. He's saying it's a whole bias.
The whole bias is one place. That's his Shita.
But it's not, it's less than Arba Amos according to him, because it's not good, a whole bias.
Yeah. No matter how big a bias it is, it's equivalent to being within Arba Amos.
Within.
Yeah.
Because in the other one, saying beyond Arba Amos. A Arba Amos means beyond Arba Amos, so.
No, but he was the one who said afilu bayit be'yama.
Right, and therefore...
Yeah, that's why we're reverting.
And that's what he said in other places too, that it's less than Arba, it's within Arba.
Within Arba. Now, my question is how about... certainly if it's more than 10 tefachim, as we'll see, there's no question. More than 10 tefachim, it might as well be in another rishus completely. It has nothing to do with the pot that's under it. But how about between the area of lavud? So it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tefachim. How about then? Honestly, I don't really know, but I thought Sora Vada Ilami Boyali. I mean, that I don't know, but I know that 10 for sure I don't even ask about. Says Abai, of course. A good thing you didn't ask about it. Shabri Abara Delo Avai Delei Boylecha. Kola Sara Rishuta Akriti. It's a given. Now, 10 Tvachim is definitely in a different Rishus and couldn't be Vityaches to the part that's under it. Amar Rava. Hilchata Pachot Mishloshaka Lavudami. The halacha is like this. Beneath three definitely is considered to be sealed because it's kilavud. Asara reshut achritayi, mishlo shavad asara. Hainu the boy minei Rav Yosef Rav Huna velo pashit le'ei. He never came up with an answer to that. Amar Rav halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar, v'chein Amar Bali Amar Rabbi Yaakov brother bat Shmuel halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So that we would paskin that the entire bayit would be kimeyah, where kipachas mi arba, for Rav Amar in halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar.
Bayit is a room.
Yeah. Rav Achoy, now getting on now to the other question, which we had raised earlier about tefillin in the room where you would be sleeping with your wife, which Shmuel had been matir before, and we were saying in the tiruta that would be okay. We didn't talk about where the tefillin would be munachot. We knew where the kisya tefillin would be munachot. It wasn't clear what that kis consisted of. And the truth is we have the same problem when somebody's got a Sefer Torah or he's got Sforim in a bedroom. And what would be the halacha over there? Now, what actually happened was that once Rav Achoy was trying to get his son married off to the daughter of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, and they ended up going to the chuppah. V'lo avi mistaya milsanad, he simply could not consummate that marriage, which his father thought was strange. Never had known him to have any problems. And so, also basri liyuna, he decided he better check out the bedroom. Comes into the bedroom, and he sees a Sefer Torah in the bedroom. But the Sefer Torah, the monster. Omar Lahu, so he screams at the Mechutanim over here. What the heck? If I hadn't shown up now, Sikanton Levri, you would have, God only knows, my son might have gotten knocked off for an Avera like that. And sleeping with his wife in a room with his sacred Torah, it's a good thing God didn't let him consummate this marriage. The Tanya Bayit Sheyeshbo Sefer Torah Tvilin, a room that has a Sefer Torah Tvilin in it, Asula Shameshbo Atamita, Achi Yotziyim, Oshianichem Kli Betor Kli. So you would have to put now that Sefer for these Tvilin. Now, not everybody agrees that the same thing is true about a Sefer. So I'm say this is only for the Tvilin, not for a Sefer. And a Sefer would be not enough for a Sefer. And what you would do is, you would have to take one kli and put it inside of another kli, and then that would be the equivalent of putting it in a different room. So only if at least one of these kelim were not the kli that was meyuchad for the tefillin in the first place. So it doesn't count, let's say, to have the tefillin zekel and then that little plastic over the tefillin zekel. That's all considered to be bottled to the tefillin. That's not going to help you.
But both?
No, one.
That's not even one.
I'm saying, no.
The tefillin
is a kli miyuchad, but the plastic bag over is also a kli miyuchad. I see you're worried about your talit. We're not talking yet about the talit here. So klishu kilyana filo asaramani. Okay, we got 10 tefillin zekels, one inside the other. It's all bottled to the tefillin. And that's kechad manadami. That counts as one kli. Now you have to put it in another kli. The other kli has to be identifiable as something that's exclusive of the tefillin and its kli or kelim.
For with us, that would be considered the plastic bias and the thing around it would all be one then.
Wouldn't matter. Everything is one. Anything that's miyuchad for the tefillin is one. Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't help anyway because of the ritzuas.
Nothing, not even one.
I'm sorry?
That's nothing. The tefillin zekel and the
one. One.
One.
One. One. It keeps going into one. It's the same thing as making two salaries when you're in Israel. It's one.
So you need only one additional one.
Yeah, you need only one
additional.
One.
I thought the two have to be
not
including the one.
No, one.
Seven. The new plastic cases from Beit El cover the mitzvahs also.
Do they?
Yeah.
For what purpose?
What a time to ease, I don't know.
This is totally exact.
Space age, they look like.
Really? I never thought.
Just one.
No kidding. Yes, that's right.
Okay. Replace the same mitzvah to fit in perfectly. It's like unbelievable.
No, that's great. Oh my Rabba, Glima Akamatra. If you put now the safer over here into a bookshelf, you cover that shelf or box of books that would otherwise be open, you cover it with your beged, then you've got the equivalent of a kli betoch kli, because what you've done essentially is you've put it in a different place. Over of Yeshua ben Levi, for Sefer Torah, what you'd have to do is make a mechitza. Tzorek lasot lo mechitza asara. You have to actually build a mechitza to separate it from the rest of the room. And Tosfos adds this would be true of chumashim, meaning chumashim that were written on a gilayon, but not for other svarim. However, it is muskar b'halakha that other svarim, you do need at least kis betoch kis. In other words, you would have to put them inside the box that would not be miyuchad for them, and they have something else over that, so a baguette or something. And then the chiddush would be that the kli akamatra is considered to be a cover, even though it doesn't really surround it all around. That's not the point. In other words, if I have these tefillin zekel, so to speak, and on top it's all covered, and on the back it's on the ground or on the table or in the argaz, it's still okay. But for a sefer Torah, you need a mechitza. Now, Mar Zutra came to Rav Ashi's house, and the different children had different bedrooms in the house than married children. So Chazir Ladufte, the Mar Baravashi, he sees the bedroom of Mar Baravashi has a Sefer Torah in it. And clearly it had been marked on this halacha. The Ovid Le Mechitza Asara, and he had made a Mechitza Asara, and apparently was relying on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's halacha that we just quoted. So he asked Mar Baravashi, he said, were you doing this like Kiman, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? That's, you're missing the point there. Emad Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the let le beit da'achrina. The whole point over there was that if you have only one room and you have a Sefer Torah, you'd have to make a mechitza. Certainly, if you have any other place to put the Sefer Torah shouldn't be in a bedroom at all. But Mar, it le beit da'achrina, you have the, why don't you put it in the living room? Why is it in your bedroom? Amar le lava dato, you know, I didn't think that out. You're right. Going back now to the Harachaka. So we said four amos, says Rav, that's only if you put four amos between you and the Tzoah by walking in front of it, so that you're not looking at it. Whether it's for Kriyat Shema or Tvila, you should be not able to see the Tzoah. And is that true? Didn't Rav from Bar Papa quote Rav Chista saying that Omeid Adam Keneged Beit HaKiseh Umitpalel. A person can actually be standing outside of a bathroom and mitpalel. Now, the truth is that there's two ways of understanding this. Because the question is, the wall of a Beit HaKiseh, what halakha does it have from the outside? Definitely, if the wall is meant not as a Mokum Miyuchah for the Beit HaKiseh, it's also a wall of the house. So in other words, it's serving not only to set aside the Beit HaKiseh, but it's also serving for the wall of the room on the other side of it. We're not talking about just a hut or an outhouse that has walls around it. Over there, that wall doesn't have a dinamic extension of Beit HaKiseh. Furthermore, the extended wall, where it has a din of mamish tzoah, is only when there's excrement in contact with the wall, like in an outhouse. We would have everything falling down the bottom, touching the outside walls. So then the whole thing would be considered a Beit HaKiseh. Although it's like a Gerev Shorei. So some learn over here, some of them, of course, understand the case over here is talking about a Beit HaKiseh that doesn't have walls. So it's the place is considered to be the equivalent of Tzoah. And here it's saying that you could be standing outside, meaning you'd still be seeing it, and be mitpalel. No, here, Akuma is kina on the Beit HaKiseh she'in bo Tzoah. The reference here is to a case where there is no excrement in that Beit HaKiseh. It's been all cleaned out. Is that so, though? All of the dinim of Beit HaKiseh shamru hafafisha ein bo tzoah. It's always the same halacha, whether it currently has it at waste matter or not. Ubeit HaMerchatz shamru. We talk about not saying it's, say, Divrei Kedusha in a Beit HaMerchatz. Doesn't mean somebody has to be in the Beit HaMerchatz right now. The place gets a din of a makom that is smelly and improper. So, afapisha in bladan. What difference does it make, therefore, whether, you can't tell me the reason that over here the Baraita allows if they Beit HaKiseh and that's not out of sight, is because there's no waste material in it, if that is the definition of a Beit HaKiseh anyway, with or without waste. Oh, you're right then. You know what? So off my skin of a chadate. Maybe we're talking about a Beit HaKiseh that had never been used. We just built a brand new public facility, standing outside, had never been used, yet mayor hasn't come to cut the ribbon. And can you daven outside? Well, wait a minute. That's also not so poshut, because we know that Ravina was worried about that. We play the Ravina. How about Hazmana? He's minol beit HaKiseh mahu. Yesh zimun or ein zimun. According to what you're learning over here, he wanted to know whether a place that was built for a beit HaKiseh and had never been used, does that give it some type of impropriety in terms of tefillah? And we didn't bring him a raya from this sugya. Why is that? No, because ki kam bayil ravina lemekim alei letzliya begavek. Aba keneg dolo. Ravina wanted to know if you could daven in the room. The room's never been used. It's clearly going to be used. It's got a line of toilets and stalls, the whole business. But it's never been used. Is it proper to daven there? That's his question. So his question was only in terms of the inside. He was never asking about outside. Connect the line, it's true. That over here you could have answered him if he had wanted to know if it was connected, but it's what to connect up. But that wasn't his question. He was taking it a step further. Omar Rava. Hani Batik Yisaita Parsoi, Avagav the Itbu Tsoa Kistumim Dom. These Persian Batik Yisai were actually in the Beit HaKisei itself. There's never really excrement, because the way that they build their Beit HaKisei is that they have a pipe that goes from the Asla, and all waste material drops at an angle to a place that's far away from where you are, and therefore even if in the holding pit, which might be 30 feet away, there may be excrement, but it's not considered to be exposed because it's so far away and the smells don't come out that it's kistumim. There we go. We got Richie's famous Finnish toilet.
Famous ours.
Yeah, ours has the additional... I mean, there's a number of issues with ours. We spoke about it. The truth is that the poskim discuss quite a bit of, do we have to worry about here or in our bathrooms or in our washrooms? Certainly is a different question. There's a lot of different shitas. First of all, our toilet bowls are made out of porcelain. Since they're made out of porcelain, they don't have a din of cheres. They have a din of schuches, because they're not as absorptive. Anyway, they wouldn't have a din of a chamber pot. They always have water in them, and the waste is washed away immediately. There's generally no reyach if you keep a bathroom clean. Not only that, but some are masked the fact that it's not even miyuchet for a bathroom, because you come in there, you brush your teeth, you do your toiletries, whatever. So I mean, it wouldn't even have the yuchet for a bathroom specifically. It's a living room in which you do different kind of things, including washing and using the toilet. So there are many who are matir, Moshe even entertained the question of whether you could wash in the bathroom. Wash. He paskin that it's better not to wash for a meal, but that you can wash for davening in a bathroom. So in assuming that it's not a mokum etunef and so on. But there are no chacham ben Tzion Abashu paskin that it's okay and it's not considered to be a bathroom at all. There's a lot of discussion among the Achronim about it, and the truth is, as facilities improve, I mean, it becomes less and less of a question. People are more and more makpidish, and you may be a welcome at Tunaf.
What's the courage when daven outside it, or towards it, or what's it?
Here it's talking about Chadav. You're talking about the Beit HaKisei HaParsai.
No, ours today.
Ours is Shaila, maybe even inside there's no Yisr here.
You mean, it could be Shaila Brocha inside?
Okay, nobody wants to go that far, but if you're being matir for the Tilas Yadayim, I mean, then it's some are matir here who are in, as long as you're not within, within our bombers of the actual Asla or something.
The Kula is to wash inside and say the Brocha outside.
Wash inside, say the Brocha outside, Ramosha says in terms of davening, to say you're on the Tilas Yadayim. He doesn't like the idea of washing in there for your meal at all. Others,
why?
And listen, I think he's not the only one. All of the Achronim from the time that this type of plumbing installation appeared, all of them say kasher, including the Chazon Ish discusses it. And he says, it's kasher to be matirit completely, and so there are still wafers and so on. It's the type of thing which no one has had a broad enough willingness to say that it's mamish, not even a mokumet enough. I mean, it is, after all, biyuchet for such tashmik, even a shayla of hazmana, and they'll say, even if you say, you're sitting in a room that has a row of urinals, you're going to sit there and daven. That's what Ravina wants to know. We were never mati Ravina's, So it's all, it's the type of thing which the Gemara hasn't concluded even conclusively yet.
Some of the wedding pictures which aren't so...
The wedding pictures?
Some of the wedding halls...
Aren't much better. I mean, the whole wedding hall.
Aren't so
much
talking
about those.
The place where they wash their hands are not...
Terrific.
So that would be a big shiloh according to this.
Better to go into the bathroom.
Zov Shira'a Keri. We've already had this mission before. We used it to prove what Rabbi Yehuda's shita was, that stam of Al-Kari would require tefillah, if you recall. And here's the Mishnah we had quoted earlier, that the Zav, who was Raya Kari, or Nida Shepalta Shechvat Zera, or Meshameshet Shera'ata Nida. So now, in these cases, the first two cases, we have a situation where someone was tummy, and the subsequent addition of Tumas Kari, whether a male who was Raya Kari, or a female who was Poleta Shechvat Zera, which is the same thing, it's already pointless to discuss any additive effects of the Tuma, because she was already Tumea. So Lechora, in that case, there would be no requirement for Tefillah. Nonetheless, the Tanakhama says Tzrich in Tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda does not require Tefillah. Now, up until those two cases, you could say Rabbi Yehuda does not require Tefillah, because, I mean, once you're already Tumei Tuma Chamura, and that Tuma Chamura did not ask you in Divrei Torah, because we said before, and Zavin and Mitzorayim and so on. So if you can't add anything, you can't add Tuma, so then the Keri doesn't do anything. In other words, either Keri is because of Tuma, and then as a Tuma, you could say it has these particular elements that the Torah is more makbid on for Divrei Torah. Fine, but you can't say that Keri that's not Tumei, because it doesn't do anything in terms of Tuma to you, is going to add something. How could it add something? Problem is that we have this last piece, which is a Mishameshet. This case of a Mishameshet Shera'ata Nida. So over there, she was in a position where Lechatchila, she was a Balat Keri, the equivalent of a Balat Keri. And that means at that time, the dinim of Baal Keri were chal on her. And then she was Rasa Nida. So now I have a question. That would be the equivalent Lechora, as we said before, that's what we're going to get to in the Gemara. We're going to do that same Abaya before. Of how about if you start off as a Baal Keri and then become a Zav? Then the question is whether the issue is that you can't go to the mikveh to get rid of this Keri, or whether the issue is that the Tumah isn't chal in the first place. I mean, in this case, the Tumah is chal in the first place. So here, the Gemara goes through that logic again. Yiboylu. Baal Keri Shira Ziva. How about if you start as a Baal Keri, and now you are unable to become Tahar? So what would Rabbi Yehuda say about that? Rabbi Yehuda Mahu. Ki potar Rabbi Yehuda hatam bezav Shira Keri demi ikara lav bar tvilahu. Is it that the only reason that Rabbi Yehuda had said that a Zav Shira Keri doesn't require tefillah is because the Keri has no place to go? Avo Baal Keri Shira Ziva starts off as a Baal Keri, could have been Tovel at that point, so then maybe he should still be Chayiv in order to be Bekayim the Takana. Or maybe the issue over here is that there's no takana of tefillah where it's impossible to be tayvel and to be taking off the tumah. Toshma hamishameshet v'ra'as hanida. How about that last case? And that means that, well, it says over there that hamishameshet v'ra'at hanida tzricha tefillah and the Rabbi Yehuda poter. Now that's exactly the case, isn't it? Hamishameshet v'ra'at hanida is precisely the same as a Baal Keri v'ra'as hiva. Starts off with being able to become tahora through tefillah, just like he's tahor through tefillah. Now she can't because she was rasa nidar. He can't because he was rozeiva. It's exactly the same thing. And Rabbi Yehuda came along and said he was potter. Shmamina, that clearly tells us that Rabbi Yehuda was not referring only to the inception of the tumah. He's talking about the possibility of tefillah on the tumah. Tony Rabbi Chiya behedya. Actually, Rabbi Chiya in the Braita spoke it out befeirush that Baal Keri Shira'a Ziva Tzarich Tvilav Rabbi Yehuda Poter. So there's we don't have to be medayik. Hadrin Alav Misha Meitov.
Lean Nether. Functum the Heilige Pere.
Sorry. Why does it need the Shepalto?
We're going to have to do it again.
Why does it need the Shepalto?
You're not sorry enough? Oh. There's two possibilities. Mm-hmm. One is that he never ejaculated. And the other is that she had already been tovelet. You're talking about the problem of how it is that she wasn't.
Why does she need tefillah?
But which case?
The nida shepalta shechvazera. Because she's a balas keri.
And she needs, but she's a nida. What?
That's what we've been talking about all along here. And a Zav, Shirah, Keri?
Awesome.
It's so a Zav.
That's what we wanted to know. No, I understand, but why? The same, to kind
you're of just asking Bichlal?
Women,
what?
Yeah, why
women? Oh, you're not making yourself
I'm
clear.
Sorry, that's
the question is women. That's
right,
even,
right,
same Tekana?
Same Tekana.
It was on Har Sinai.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, it was especially for women. We need 3 days to leave it to air from Keri. The only reason we needed it was for the women not to be a Balas Keri. Let's try that again. You get to do it twice here. Hadron alach mishemesov.
Beli neder. Famtu de heilige perek.
Tfilat ha-shachar ad chatzot. So what times can we daven chakras? By the way, the Gemara never asked how can we start off with chakras in the morning if we said vayera vayivoker. Why don't we start off with tfilat arbit? Huh? That's a cute one. We're talking about the brachot of Kriyat Shema b'shachris, because we already were being Isaac in shachris, it went to the brachot, but now we've got a whole new perek. Why don't we start off from the Yivere by Yivokim?
They will talk about why.
They will, no, they will not.
Is it not understood that, because we can do, Marv is Rashut, Marv is all through the evening.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed this,
the Zmanim,
Tfilas
Arbis,
right?
No, together with the Mishnah. We're talking about the organization of the Perek. All right, that's one possibility. But, I mean, if we're going to discuss it, then we might as well do it right, no? If we would have said Tfilat Arbit Ein Lo Zman at all, I mean, okay. All right, but, I mean, Lamaisa, there's another possibility over here, which the Achronim speak out, which is simply that the Tfilot don't go according to a tikkun of Erev and Boker. The tefillot either go because they're the korbanos, and the Torah talks about Baboker first, before the Ben Harbayim korban, or it's because Avot tiknun, and the first one to be mitukan was Shacharit by Avram Avinu. And therefore we're going to talk about this one first, so you were not dependent on the Vayir of Vayiboker. All right. In any event, tefillat HaShachar Ad Chatzot, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot. Oh man, what are we talking about philosophy here? It's a very simple question. How long can you daven chakras? Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot. Tfilat HaMincha Ad HaErev. And Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. Now, Plag HaMincha is not at all clear what that means. Plag HaMincha means half a mincha. Half a mincha, there's two ways of looking at it. We have the time at which it would be kosher to bring the Tamicho Ben Arbaim, which is what we call Mincha Gedolah, and that starts from 6.5 hours in the day, because we want to be able to get an actual shadow. So 6 hours, maybe technically, 6 hours and 1 minute may technically be the afternoon, but as we know, we need Yenatutz, a little bit of Netiyat Hatzel, so that we should see the sun beginning to set. Okay, so that's 6:30. But the time of the actual Akrovas HaTami, remember, we first brought all of the korbanos we needed to bring during the day, and then we brought the korban, was actually at 9:30. And so that period is called the Mincha Ketana. It gives you less space. The thing is that when you say plag, you're referring to half the time of the mincha. So this could mean half the time from 6:30, or half the time of Mincha Ketana. It also is complicated by another question. When he... So it's also complicated by the question, what does Ad mean? Does Ad mean up to inclusive, or does Ad mean up until the time it starts? I mean, then we get into the, really get complicated. So I think we'll discuss these questions.
Is that a part of the way it does as well?
That's an interesting question. Ad below Ad below. Just until the point of total inebriation, but not inclusive.
What does say odd?
Should be totally in the sugya, huh? Tfilata erev in la keva. When it comes to Myrav, there's no particular kviut, as you have the time all night long. Vishal musafin kulayon. When it comes to musaf, you have all day long. Rav Yudomer ad sheva sha'ot. You only have until 7 hours in the day, and we'll see what the logic of that is in the Gemara. Raminu asks the Gemara, how can you say that Tfilat HaShachar is ad chatzot. If it says im hanetzach hama kedei sheyisbogu la l'tvila v'nimtza mitpalil bayom. We have the whole thing in the first parak. Make a big deal out of davening with the netzach hama. And now you're telling me you don't even mention that. You say, well, whatever. By the way, you notice that it never says when it starts. Oh. There's no mi'eimata. Isn't it clear when the mi'eimata is, actually? Is it mi'netzach hama, that's the first time you could daven? And you wouldn't even be yotze if you davened earlier? Is it you'd be yotze, you could daven earlier, but the Vatikin, they want it to be yira'ucha im shemesh. They want it, but then if we knew it was the Vatikin, what's our question? In other words, if we knew the...
Huh? Could that be the ideal?
Because of the pasuk. You shall be feared with the rising of the sun. So that's when we relate to the day. Is there, if it's keneged the tamid, you don't bring the tamid from alot hashachar, you bring the tamid from mishahir kol pnei hamizrach. Remember, we have various shiurim. We have, first of all, which we haven't really discussed at all, but in the Yerushalmi we discussed the ayelot hashachar, which is before alot. Then we have alot. Then we have mishiyakir. We actually have three different shitas in the Mishiyakir. And then we have the Netzach Hama. It isn't clear here what the beginning of this Zman HaTfil is. And in fact, there's quite a bit of discussion about that thing. Could you be Mispalel earlier if you have Bishas Adchak and so on? What is that? Would you be Yotzi or Tfilah? But here we're talking, okay, the Braita over here suggests Ima Netzach Hama. Apparently the Zman HaTfilah is supposed to be at Netzach Hama. And this is the Gemara, the obvious answer, which we already saw before earlier when we asked the Gabi Kriyat Shema, that Ki Tanya Yila Vatikin, that's for people who are trying to do things with the most proper way that everything should be at its earliest time, as a Zoris, and its proper time. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan Vatikin, are you gomrim ota ima neitzach hama? And that's because it says in the Pasuk, Yirahu Chaim Shemesh. Now, when you say Ad Chatzot as the maximum, is that... That's everybody? That's the maximum? Kuli hamayat chatzot v'tulo? What about Rav Mori, Bereda Rav Huna, Bereda Rav Yirmi, Barab, Om Rav Yochanan, Ta'av lo yitpalel arvit, mitpalel shacharit shtayim? He said, if you didn't daven ma'ariv, so then you could, by mistake, you could daven shacharit twice and be yotze. If you didn't daven shacharit, so then you can be mitpalel mincha shtayim. So that means you can daven later than the chatzot, because mincha only begins at Chatzot.
Income begins at Chatzot?
No, life begins at 40. So apparently you've got more time than the Mishnah is telling us. No. The truth is, of course, Kuliyama Matzli V'Yozil. You do have all day to daven. The thing is, if you daven at Chatzot, so then you have the Schar of Tfilah Bizmana. Mikan V'Yelech, you have a Schar of Tfilah? But the Schar Tfilah Bizmana, lo yahavile, you will not get the Schar Tfilah Bizmana. Now, the question is when it says Kule Yuma, does that mean, so there's two ways of understanding this din of davening Mincha twice. You could say the reason it says daven Mincha twice is because it wouldn't be proper to daven your Shacharis, which is already after the time before you daven your Mincha. So therefore you daven the Mincha, and then you daven another Tfilah, which is your Shacharit. But there's another approach, which is the Rajba's approach, and has many Hashlachot in the Sugyas, we'll see. It's just really difficult to speak to somebody who's so relaxed.
Remember how wide awake you were last month?
Yeah, you started off on a high.
3 hours of sleep last month. This Shabbos is what they Shabbos. This Shabbos
is Gestalt therapy. You rested the whole Shabbos. You slept like a baby. You slept like a log. You refreshed. You had 2 cups of coffee of the finest North South American Jamaica.
Okay, so the one way is to learn that the only thing that you have over here is a new halacha called tashlumin. That halacha called tashlumin is at the time that you're being eisik in another tefillah, they gave you the right already to extend that tefillah to say it again. The difference would be, for instance, how about between Chatzot Hayom and 6:30? between 6 and 6.30, could you daven? It's not time for mincha yet. Could you daven, continue to daven Shabbos? Or the way we paskin, ad arbar sha'ot. Could you continue to daven until the time of mincha? Or do you have to wait till mincha now in order to be osik bizman mincha?
You mean, can you do your tashlumin before you daven mincha?
No. You can't do your tashlumin before if it's man mincha. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. The question is the din of tashlumin an extension of the zman of tefillah for those who were ta'ah? Or is it in fact a makeup? And if it's a makeup, it's only being made up at the time that there's a tefillah that you can make it up with. Okay, now it's mincha time. You can't daven a tefillah schova in the middle of nothing. It's neither time for mincha, nor is it time for shacharit. What are you doing? You could say, I'm just praying. Okay, fine, just pray. But then you're not going to get schar of the tefillah that we were kavuas, besides not getting the schar of tefillah bismana. Actually, the Achronim speak this out, that there's three dargot here. There's the din of tefillah bismana. There's the din of tefillah as a tashlumin. And then there's the din stam of tefillah din davah. You want to daven tefillah din davah. That may not necessarily be tied to anything. You can daven it whenever you want. But it has nothing to do with the chakras that you chayev, not as a tashlumin or anything else. So this is a big machlokas we've shown him, whether this is actually just an extended zman hatfilah, or whether it's a way to make it up. Now there's other implications of this. For instance, when you are now davening, are you essentially davening the tefillah that you missed? If what you're doing is extending the original zman of tefillah, you're davening what you missed. If you're making it up, then you'd be davening the next tefillah. Another question would be, how about if you missed two zmanim? Let's say a person was sick for 10 days. Can he make up all of his tefillot now? If it's a din in extending the zman of tefillah for the next ona, so to speak, in either terms, you know, I mean, you can do that one extent. That's how much they extended it. If it's a din stam and tashlumin, so maybe there's tashlumin for toer, you know, or an onus. Maybe there's tashlumin afterwards.
For all 10 days.
Maybe, yeah. There's some who hold it. There are.
Wholesale.
Yeah.
Now, would the Ribnitzer was Simchon?
No.
The Ribnitzer who would have my days like, behind.
He was Samech on relativity. He was just an issue.
I don't know as well
as him. So. Different time. What you didn't tell me was, how about if you forget to daven mincha? Can you daven ma'ariv twice? Because, you know, yeah, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, why not? I mean, it says, ta'av aloi palel arvit mit palel shachrit shtayim. Yeah, but you know what? That's all the same day. I mean, it does say, vayi erev vayi boker, doesn't it? You knew we'd get it in somehow.
Yeah.
So it does say Vayer Vayivoker Yom Echad, but maybe here that doesn't follow. Because, I mean, look, if Tefillah is B'makom Korban, there's a concept called Ovar Zman or Bato Korban. Again, make up a Korban. I mean, if you miss the tummy today, you can't bring it again. Miss the Musaf of the day, you can't bring it again. Another day. So if that's the case, missing Mincha, how can you do it in a Ma'ariv? It's a different day. That's what I want to know. Or, is the way to look at it, is given the tzilus as rachmi, called the emas deboi, matzah v'yazim. If all we're looking at is the element, not of the tefillah bismana anyway, but of the rachamim aspect of the tefillah, that Chazal wanted you to be mevakeshen, well, all the things that tefillah means, so maybe it doesn't really matter, because anyway, I'm not actually making up for my lost tefillah. Tashma, the omer of unabar yud omer of yitzchak omer of Yochanan, ta'av lo yitpalel mincha, mitpalel arvit shtayim. Ve'ein beze, mishum davar zmano, ava yomo bato korbono. Here it says, b'feirush, we should not compare it to the korbonot so clearly. Meisne, doesn't it say that the understanding of the posuk in Kohelet, of mi'uvat lo yochal litkon, v'chisaron lo yochal imanot, is to be understood as this. Mu'uvat lo yochal litkon, having messed something up, you can never fix it. What is that referring to? Zeshe bitil kriyat shema shel arvit v'kriyat shema shel shacharit. They're going to make up that something that's time dependent. There's no way to go back in time. Or tvila shel arvit or tvila shel shacharit. V'chisaron lo yuchal imanot. is a reference to actually minui. Zashinimnu chavirov advar mitzvah. Velonim na'im amiras. Friends now got together to do a mitzvah like daf yomi. He didn't join the daf yomi. How is he ever going to make that up? But anyway, it does say over here that you can never make up a missed tefillah. That's what it says. You missed tefillah shel shachrit. You missed the tefillah shel arvit. You can't make it up. Different issue. That's talking about you bedavket in daven. There they didn't give you either that extension or that ability to have tashlumin. Again, it's not to say you can't make your own tefillat nedavah. It's just that your tefillat nedavah won't have any relation to what it is you miss. It's just another thing. Amravashi Dekanami, by the way, notice the difference. If you would be careful, you would have seen it. When we talked about the dinim of tashlumin, we said the figurush ta'a velo itpalel mincha. Whereas in the drasha of the pasuk of mu'uvat lo yuchal itkon, we said zeshib bitel. There's not a difference between ta'a and bitel. So bitel means purposefully. Ta'a means mistakenly. Shema mina. So clearly, it's built in. No problem. All you got to know is that it's impossible, and then it doesn't come. It's the greatest thing. This is the solution to the whole problem. He's not going for it. He can't breathe. He's joking. Center of him. Ta'av lo yitpalel mincha be'erev Shabbat. And here we come to an interesting question, which seems to revolve around that issue. And unfortunately, it's not conclusive as both shittos fit this Gemara into their approach. So if you made a mistake, it's mincha erev Shabbos. Now, you got to make up your tefillah, but the thing is, you can't daven the tefillah that you would have davened because now it's Shabbos. So what do? Mitzpalel, the lel Shabbat, shel Shabbat, shtai. What you do is you daven twice the tefillah of Shabbat. Interesting. Okay, so that seems to be saying that this is entirely a din of make-up rather than a din of extension, because if it's a din of extension, you should be davening Shmoneh Esrei. The thing is that those Rishonim who hold that it is in fact a concept of extension say that the truth is on Shabbos you're also supposed to daven Shmoneh Esrei. As we said before, we had the case. Remember, we had the Abaya, what happened, somebody accidentally davened Shokol b'Shabbat. So, okay, the main din is Mechayev Yom Tefillah, the Rabbanon let you off of the Tefillah Yitzchak. So, the Kavod Shabbos, maybe they took the Tefillah that was extended since the Shabbos, they said, don't be Mavakish Shachach on Shabbos, instead just give your Tefillah Shiv'ah. Fine.
It's not essentially different.
It doesn't prove. The fact that we're doing twice Shabbos doesn't prove anything. It's an interesting question of what happens if you missed Yalav Yavo in Mincha. So if you missed Yalav Yavo in Mincha, what are you going to do? Daven Meirev twice? There's no Yalav Yavo in Mincha. So you're not going to be adding anything to the tefillah that you missed. You can't daven Shorosh Chodesh again.
Can't do a Yalav Yavo.
You can't do a Yalav Yavo. So is there any point in giving the same tefillah that you had anyway, Bizmana, and doing it twice? Tosfos says no. Doesn't make any sense. What are you going to make up? But if you learn it's a din in the missed tefillah, and now this is the missed tefillah you missed, the third halacha tefillah. Now it's tashlumin. The tashlumin could be without Rosh Chodesh. So in terms of an extension, what's the point of an extension where you can't say Yalav Yavo in your extension? There's nothing we can do about that. You can't say Yalav Yavo and it isn't Rosh Chodesh. There's no way to extend that. Again, enough kamina in approach. Not everybody agrees to the Tosfos because of the Machlokas.
And according to the first one, then you would only say one that you don't do.
According to Tosfos.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no point in it. You're not adding more than what you would have had otherwise.
You can't say Yalav Yavo.
That's right. It doesn't make sense to say Yalav Yavo, does it? So, avaloit parel mincha b'Shabbat. Now, how about if the opposite thing happens? You miss mincha on Shabbos. Now it's Motzei Shabbat. So you daven twice on Motzei Shabbat. And what you daven is your regular Motzei Shabbat davening, shel chol. Now the question is, the tefillah of chol on Motzei Shabbat has an addition. That addition, though, is not part of the din of the Shmoneh Esrei. It's a halakha in the kviut of Havdalah. At least it turns out in the end that that's the case. So where do you do your Havdalah? You do the Havdalah in the first tefillah, because the first tefillah is always the one that's supposed to be now, and that's your Ma'ariv. So you do your tefillah, your Havdalah in the Ma'ariv. So you say Atah Hanantano in the Arvit. Ve'eno Ma'avdil Vishniyah, but you don't do Havdalah in the second tefillah. Ve'im Hivdil Vishniyah v'lo Hivdil v'rishona. Now if you did it the other way around, then the Shniyah Altalo, the second one, counts as your Ma'ariv. The first one doesn't count at all. What? Doesn't count at all? Why not? L'meimer dekivan delo avdil dekamaita. What are you trying to say? That if I missed saying Atah Hanantano, that I'm not yotzei? Huh? You're saying you're not counting it. Does that mean I'm not yotzei yet? I mean, it's kamanda lo tzolid. I mean, it's as if I never davened. Umadrinalei would make you say the tefillah over again. Is that true, though? V'raminu, doesn't it say beferush that if you made a mistake and you didn't say gvurot kishamim in tchiyat ha-mitim, so we got to say v'tein talamatar. I forgot to say mashivur omarid ha-geshem. Or sheila b'rikat ha-shanim, you forgot to say v'tein talamatar. So then you have to go back. You have to say your tefillah over again. But if you forgot to say havdalah b'chonein ha-dad, ein machzirin oto, b'teish yachol omra ha-kos. Havdalah is not part of the tefillah. And of course, you don't say it now, so say it later when you're making Havdalah in your home. So here, it's mashma, that you don't need Havdalah.
On either one of them. Strictly speaking.
Strictly speaking. Kasha. You're right, that's a problem. Now, it's only a problem. It's not a teyufta, because the alternative explanation is quite clear. The alternative explanation is that the question of whether you said Havdalah is really not the issue here. The question is what it means that you went ahead and said Havdalah in the second tefillah. Because by saying Havdalah in the second tefillah, you were indicating that your da'at was that the first tefillah was tashlumim, and the second tefillah was arvit. In which case you were makdim the tashlumim to arvit. And maybe that's the reason that you're not yotzei. Because the din of the makeup tefillah would be necessarily after the tefillah that was kavua. This, according to the Rosh Brashita, would make very good sense, because you're only allowed to have that makeup because you're being oisik in the other tefillah. Since by saying the Havdalah in the second one, you're basically making a statement that you're saying, I want the first one to be my tefillah that was actually mincha, so therefore I don't want to say Havdalah in it because basically I'm davening mincha. You can't daven mincha, therefore that one doesn't count. So Shniyah Altalo, because that was the only one that you were saying in order to be Yotzei Arvit. In which case, we don't have a Tiyufta, because we have a very good explanation. Question is, according to the other Shitot, what would be the problem of saying your Tashlumim first? Okay, so they say the problem is Toder V'Sheino Toder, Toder Kainer. The problem is that Tadiriyut is only L'Chatchila, it's not B'Diavad. And here it says you're not Yotzei at all. Why would you not be Yotzei? Are you alive? He's awful sure. Quiet. I thought I killed him.
It's their pulse. The reason you said Atah Hanantano in the second one is because you forgot it the first time.
Nobody would do that.
So now I'm saying. Right, so it's not because I sang my first tefillah was.
You say so.
That's what I said. Like,
there's actually a question. This is Machlokas Rishonim about whether it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. If a guy would intend, in a case where it isn't nikar mitocha tefillah, but his intent was to do the tashlumin first, is the intention sufficient to ruin it? Or since there's nothing in the tefillah that is inherently one or the other, it just takes its place for what it is. And the only reason over here is that you said bedafka, you said the Atah Hanantano, which indicated objectively that it's that way. But what David is raising is the opposite. other words, if in fact the guy had forgotten, had no intention of making the first one a tashlum, so ain't okinami. If the only chisar now would be,
or maybe you can't. Or maybe that's what we're saying. I can't now say out the.
Or maybe you can't. Correct.
Although it wouldn't right. make it.
But it's not my
argument. Make it worse.
Right.
You
know, no, but David is suggesting that if in a case where the saying the atachan antanu indicates that this is the real tefillah and the other one was a tashlum, so then you can't. Even if you had in mind the other way, right? Because you're showing that you're being mocked. Okay, these are fascinating questions. Itzmar Reb Yosef Reb Chanina Omer Tefillot Avot Tiknum. The tefillot come from the Avot Olam. They were the ones who were metakin tefillot. And Reb Yeshua Ben Levi says no. The tefillot keneged tmidim tiknum. Actually, the tefillot are just the things that are left to us now that we don't have the tmidim to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash. So we say the tefillot at that time. It's like a neshama parim simateni. And we actually have brisa support for both of these. Tanya kavatid Rav Yosef Reb Chanina, who holds that the avot were metaken tefillot. Abraham tikein tefillat shacharit shemar vayashkem Abraham baboker el hamakom asher amad sham. And we know that amida is a reference to tefillah. We say today the amida, the tefillat amida. Ein amida el tefillah shemar vayamot pinchas vayipalel. Yitzchak tiken tvilat mincha, shemar vayetze Yitzchak losuach basadeh lifnot erev, ve'in sicha rechi ela tvila. How do we know sicha is tvila? Well, based on what most people do in shul, it's got to be wild. Tvila la'ani ki yatov v'lifnei Hashem yishpok sicha. So we say that the siach is a way of referring to tvila, since it says late Arab, there's got to be the mincha. By the way, there's a lot of question. Why do we call mincha mincha? Well, what does a mincha mean? Does mincha refer to the mincha that's brought with the korban? So then you have the mincha of the tamid shel shachar. Why are we calling the one a bear of mincha? It's a fascinating Rambam. It doesn't explain in the Pirush HaMishnayot. The Rambam says that mincha is a lashon of erev.
Lashon of
erev. So some explain that mincha comes from minucha, so it's minuchat Hashemesh.
It's
about to go to sleep.
Ramban or Rambam?
The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayot. Yeah, but that's not mincha. That's already that's a reference to the gift of the mincha, not a reference to the right. It's the sweetness of the mincha. And the Rambam is learning it's the going to sleep with the sun. Okay, but anyway, it does. I mean, the lasuach with no Arab is understood as mincha then.
So that's and the reason we don't have a reason for why it's called mincha.
If we don't like the Rambam?
Well, no, I mean, everybody understands that's what we call it mincha.
No. So they give reasons why we would be talking about Dafka, the mincha, the Ben Arbaim, and why that's the yichud of that period, as opposed to the other times where there's other things that would be done as well, and here this is all that's being done. Tfilat Arvit was mitukan by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov tikein Tfilat Arvit, shema vayivga b'makom vayalen sham. And we know that pigya, and it says over there kibah shemesh, it was already late. And in pigya el tvila, because as Yirmiyahu says, ata al titpalel ba'adam hazeh, v'al tisaba adam rinau tvila, v'al tivgabi. Al tivgabi, HaKadosh Baruch was saying, don't pray to me. Tanya Kabbasi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also, that the tvilot were mitukanot, kineged the korbanot. Bipnei ma'am ru tvilat ha-shachar at-chatzot. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's only Adar Bashot. We'll see they actually have a machloket as to when the time of the Tvilat of the Tamid Shel Shachar was Korev. They're arguing about the nature of Boker versus Boker Baboker. Mivnei ma omru Tvilat HaMincha Ad HaErev, Sharei Tamid Shel Bein HaArbaim Korev HaHolech Ad HaErev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it wasn't. It was only at Plaga Mincha. Sharei Tamid Shel Bein HaArbaim Korev HaHolech at Plaga Mincha.
Here, do we know what Plaga Mincha means?
No, we're going to still discuss that. Yes, we know what Plagam is on the inside, yes. Although there's some confusion, because Lamaisa, 9:30 is the end, not the beginning. It's the end of the Avodah Zarah.
Didn't they also do the Shemona Esrei when they brought the Korban Tamid?
Yes, they did. Some learned that's the Pshat B'mokom, that was done in the same place where they brought the Korbanot.
Oh, not in the place.
Right, not in the place.
As opposed to Tachat.
Yeah.
What was it?
But we'll discuss that when we get to it's not the place for you. Tefilat Ha'erev in La Keva. And why do we say that there was no particular time assigned for Arvit? Because the Evarim and the Pitarim, Shalom Yitachlu Mivarev, Krevim Vohim Kol HaLayla. You could have these things all night long. Whatever hadn't been completed before burns on the Mizbeach all night. Umivnei Ma'am Ru Musafim Kol HaYom, Sharei Korban Shal Musafim, Korib Kol HaYom. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Musafim were finished by Sheva Shaot. Sharei Korban Musaf Korib Olech Ad Sheva Shaot. Ve'ezohi mincha gedola. So what now is the mincha gedola from the earliest time that you could bring the Tomit Shabbeina Arba'im? The earliest time, which we certainly would try to avoid usually, because we want to get everybody a chance to bring their Korbanos, and to bring the Korbanos between the two Korbanos, unless we're talking about an Erev Pesach, we're all good. All in the Dharma of Ravis. Or Chovas, for that matter. Everything was brought.
Why do people like to daven in Mincha Gedolah?
Because it's the first time that it's shayach to daven.
Even though what Rabbi just said.
On the contrary, we saw the Pasuk before, V'lifnei Yareach Dorim. Mm-hmm. So according to that Pasuk, the same way the Vatikin daven early, then there's an Inyan, L'chatchila, to daven as late as possible, that it should be L'fnei Yareach, but because of the fear of missing this man, and they substituted Zrizut, so it didn't become that, but there were those work of him in Chodavka later. So Milcha Gedola, meaning the earliest time you could bring the Tamei Shabbein Arba'im, is Shesh Sha'ot U'Mechza, Ulamala. And Milcha Ketana, which would be the end of the time that you're Isaac in the Tamei Shabbein Arba'im, is Mitesha Sha'ot U'Mechza, Ulamala. So that's basically the time of the Tamei Shabbein Arba'im was Nishchat B'Shmon U'Mechza, V'Korev V'Tesha U'Mechza. Iboilu. Now, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean? When Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, he said, Plag Mincha. What did he mean? Plag Mincha Kama Kama, or Plag Mincha Achrona Kama? Did he mean half of the time available between 6:30 and 12 o'clock? So, in other words, what we would do is we would add to 6:30, which is the beginning of the Zman, one half of the remaining of the 5.5 hours, right? The 2 hour, 2.75 hours. Or was he talking about the plaga mincha achrona ka'amar? Was he saying that the plaga mincha achrona begins at 9:30? So plaga mincha would be half of the 2.5 hours that are left of the day from 9:30 to 12. And that means you would take now an hour and a quarter, so at 10:45, you would be at the time of the plaga mincha. One and a quarter hours before the Shkia. 10:45.
The previous one, either 9:30 or 10:45.
Mm-hmm. No. Not
the
half of Mincha Gedolah would have given you half of 5.5 hours, which is 2.75 hours. And here is 1.25 hours. Tremendous.
So it's either 15 something or...
Yeah, it's a tremendous difference. Yeah. So, yeah.
Not 15.
Toshma. Zetanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. You're thinking in your 24-hour clock terms, but we understand. Toshma. Zetanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Plaga Mincha Achrona Omru. It's a reference to the later Plaga Mincha, which is 11 o'clock minus a quarter of an hour. In other words, 10:45. So, Yud Aleph Sha'ot Choser Revia. Now, how could Rabbi Yossi possibly, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Hanina, who says that the Ovis were Metakein, how could he possibly support that as being the Iker Takana of Tefila, if we see that the Machlokis in the Mishnah follows the Braisa. Well, he's not denying the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim have a whole Machlokis about is the Zman of Mincha connected to Tamid Shel Shachar, connected to the earlier Shas of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, connected to later, how the Musaf is connected to the Korban Musaf because it was brought at 7 hours. I don't understand what he's ignoring the Mishnah. Just because there's this Braisa that says that the Avot were Metakein, I mean, La'alaka La'maisa. It says over here that all of the Chachamim were arguing La'maisa in the relationship to the Korbanot. How does he explain this? So let me dive it to you, to the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. I'm the Rabbi Yosef Chanina. No. I'm not denying that in terms of the Zman of Tefillah, that the details of the Zman are defined by the Korbanos. But all I'm saying is that the Tefillot, Avot Tikdum, now the Rabbanon came along, and they were Masmich, the Rabbanon were Masmich the Tefillot on the Korbanot. Because, I mean, obviously that's what he holds. Because otherwise, there should be no Tfilas Musaf, according to him. But you find Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina argues as to whether there's a Tfilas Musaf. When he says that the Avot were Metakein, nobody was Metakein. There's only three Avot, we said before. So who was Metakein Musaf?
The Imam.
Oh, there we go. The Ilotim Achim. Maybe all of it was connected to Imahot, is what it says. So matikna elatvilot avotiknun. Clearly, the original takana was of the avot, and smuchina rabbanon are korbanot. Now the rabbanon were masmich on the dinim of the korbanot. So memela there came to be a tvilat musaf as well. He agrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda said, tomorrow keragil. Other than Abba's bringing both his hat, but he's going to bring a bottle.
Same time, same station.
8:15.